了《中篇逍遥》的第22章“奉爱服务”的程序。
Broadcasting this morning from Shrimayapur Dham.
今天早上是在 Shrimayapur 向大家直播。
And it's very early here this morning.
现在还是清晨，很早。
In the land of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the land of mercy.
是在 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的土地上，仁慈的土地上。
So, we're spending quite a bit of time on this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
我们已经在这个部分讲了很长的时间了。
We don't want to rush it too much.
我们不想太赶。
Because Lord Chaitanya is sharing with us some very vital information.
因为在这一段当中，钱塔尼亚马哈帕布和我们分享了一些极其重要的要点。
And the information that are given are actually crucial and essential for us to understand.
那这些要点呢？这些部分对我们来说是至关重要的，也是非常的基础的。所以呢，我们一定要非常认真的去理解。
No one should take spiritual life for granted.
谁都不应当想当然地对待灵性的生活。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that this process, he says, shushukam kartam avyayam. He said this process is actually very joyful.
那在这个 Bhagavad Gita 佛家梵歌当中呢， Krishna 他说到，其实这个程序是喜乐盈人的。
And it is joyful because it's transcendental.
这之所以说它是喜乐盈人，是因为它是非常超然的。
And therefore, when we begin the spiritual journey, we may not really understand where we are situated.
所以呢，当我们开始这条灵性的道路的时候，我们可能看不清自己的位置。
We may feel that we are sheltered.
我们感觉到我们已经得到了庇护。
We may feel relief from the material miseries.
我们可能会感觉到呢，我们已经从物质的痛苦当中得到了一种缓解。
But we are expected to transform ourselves.
但是呢，事实上呢，我们还需要去转变自己。
And spiritual transformation means that once you make a step further, you don't backtrack, you don't go back to where you were.
那种灵性的转变呢，就意味着一旦你往前走了，到了一个地方，你就不能再开倒车了。
There is a social phenomenon that every year at the beginning of the year, people make resolutions.
那有这样的一个非常普遍的社会现象，就是在每一年年初的时候，人们呢就会对自己做一个新年的计划，或者说新年的誓言。
Things they want to do better.
比如说他们在想某些地方想做得更好。
Things they want to improve.
或者想有所提高的。
Things they want to give up.
想要放。
And after the first month, it's already forgotten.
但是过了一个月之后就已经抛到脑后了，就忘记了。
But in spiritual life, when we make improvement to our situation, that improvement never goes away.
但是呢，在灵修的这个生活当中，一旦我们对自己的处境做出了改变，有所提高，那我们就再也不回头了。
So looking at the
退后退了。
Looking at the context of this chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us the gradual progression of the process of bhakti.
那么从这一篇的这个上下文来看呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 实际上他就给我们提供了一条循序渐进、不断进步的一条道路。
That somehow or other we have come in touch with the process of Krishna consciousness.
不知是出于什么样的原因，我们有幸接触到了奉爱服务的程序。
And this is called bhagya or great fortune.
这个叫做 bhagya， 意思呢就是说巨大的幸运。
Now this great fortune, is like planting a seed in a fertile soil.
那这份好运呢，就好比是在肥沃的土壤中播下了种子。
I can give you another example to how people handle good fortune in a mature world.
嗯，那我现在可以给你们举一个例子，举一些例子，比如说在这个世俗的这个世界当中，人们是怎么样对待自己的好运的。
Sometimes people find themselves all of a sudden in a great material situation, comfortable.
嗯，然后比如说有些人一夜之间呢，就发现了他们的物质的状况大有改观，然后在一种非常舒适的条件里。
But because they are acting under the modes of material nature, their situation can change at any moment.
但是呢，因为他们还是受到这种物质自然形态和能量的这种束缚的，所以他们的这种改善了的这种物质状况呢，其实并不能长久。
There was an experiment made in America.
在美国做过这样的一个试验。
With a man who was living on the street, he had no home, no family, no work, no food, nothing.
就是有这么一个无家可归的人，他呢也是没有家庭，没有食物，没有钱，就是在街上这么流浪，这么风餐露宿。
So one agency went to him on the street and gave him $100,000.
啊，然后呢，就是说有这么一个代理机构，就相当于一个公司呢，就给了他$100,000。
You know, get yourself a house, get yourself a job, get yourself some new clothes, start a new life.
啊，那就是说你可以拿着$100,000呢，开启一种新的生活。你可以去给自己找到一个房子啊，买一个房子，然后找到工作，买一些新的衣服。
And basically speaking, within 6 months, he was back on the street.
啊，但是基本上就是他们做了这个试验呢。对于这个人来说是这样的，六个月之后，差不多才半年，他就重新又回到了街上，当了一个流浪汉。
Because he had no idea how to take advantage of this great opportunity to start a new life.
因为虽然有这么一个很幸运的一个好运摆在他的面前，让他能够有一个重新生活的一个机会，但是他却没有好好的把握，他根本就不知道怎么去对待它。
So the point I want to make here is we have to be very introspective to understand what it means to be fortunate in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，我在这里想说的一个要点就是说，对于我们在 Krishna 知觉当中所获得的降临在我们身上的好运，我们应当要足够的内省去深思。
How fortunate we are to be with the devotees.
就是我们要真正的明白，我们能够跟奉献者在一起是多么的幸运。
And how fortunate we are to have received this seed of bhakti, of devotion to Krishna.
我们能够获得这个 bhakti 对 Krishna 的奉爱爬藤的这个种子，是多么的幸运。
And even though we may not be aware of what this seed contains,
即便是我们还不能充分的理解这枚种子当中究竟蕴含了什么。
Prabhupada gives the example of the banyan tree.
那 Prabhupada 他给了一个就是榕树的例子。
There are banyan trees in China, especially in the south.
在中国也有很多的大榕。特别是在南方。
These trees are massive.
这些树呢都是非常的庞大。
But originally, they all come out of a tiny seed.
但是不管是怎么样，它们最开始只是都是始于一粒小小的种子。
So the seed of bhakti may also look very small.
所以说呢，这个 bhakti 的这个种子一开始看上去也是非常的小的。
Just like faith at the beginning, ado shraddha. Initially, faith is small, yet faith is there.
这好像是 ado shraddha， 就是我们在踏上这条道路之后呢，一开始这个信心可能是微乎其微的。那虽然很微小，但是呢，这个信心依然在。
And the key is that for this seed of bhakti to grow, we need two things.
那在这里呢，一个关键点就是为了让这粒种子能够生根发芽，我们必须要具备两个条件。
We need the devotees.
一个就是说我们需要奉献者。
And we need to stay away from offenses.
第二个呢，就是我们要远离冒犯。
Then the seed will grow and sprout, and the plant will begin to grow.
那这样呢，这个种子呢，它就能够生根发芽，慢慢的长大。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining that all throughout the spiritual journey, the devotees are the one who will keep giving faith and help us grow.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里就是指出了这样的一个要点，就是在我们的这条灵性生命之途的这个途中，自始至终，我们都要有奉献者不断的给予我们信心上的滋养，而且呢，不断让我们能够成长。
So we can go from the neophyte platform to the mature platform to the liberated platform.
这样呢，我们就可以从这个初级的这个阶段过渡到成熟阶段，最后达到解脱。
And Lord Chaitanya in the last few verses has given a list of qualities that the devotee is decorated with.
在前面的这几个时节当中呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是讲到了奉献者应当具备的一些美好的品质，这些品质就好像是奉献者的装饰。
These qualities are already part of us. They're already inside. They're part of the seed.
这些美好的这些品质实际上都是我们的一部分，早已经潜在，只不过还是以一种不展示的种子的状态存在着。
Some may be more prominent than others.
那有一些品格呢，看上去会比其他的更加的突出。
And based on our personality and inclinations, some of those qualities will pervade, will be more important.
那根据我们的这种个性，还有我们的这种倾向呢，有一些种子就会慢慢的凸显出来，那么就可能就盖过了其他的一些品质。
But we should keep this list of 26 qualities of a Vaishnava because they serve as a reference how we are progressing.
那我们应当要去牢记这 Vaishnava 奉献者的26项品质，因为它呢就可以成为我们的一种参照，在我们进步的过程当中可以实时自我参照。
And then after that, Lord Chaitanya gives the essence of these qualities in this famous verse on the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Titikshava karunika suridam sarvadehinam ajjata satrava shanta sadava sadubhushanaha. The devotees are always tolerant, forbearing, merciful. They are well-wishers of every living entity. They follow the scriptural injunction. And because they have no enemies, they are very peaceful. These are the decoration of devotees.
那么在这其中呢，齐坦尼亚马哈帕布就引用了来自于圣典博迦瓦坛第三篇的一个极其重要的一个诗节。这个诗节呢，它就是说到呢，奉献者总是非常的宽厚容忍，总是非常的仁慈，他们是众生的祝福者，他们遵循着经典的教导，因为他们没有任何的敌人，所以内心极其的平和，这些都是奉献者的装饰。
And a devotee who has all these qualities in full is actually a pure devotee.
如果一个奉献者呢，他已经充分了拥有了所有的这些品格，就刚才说的主要的这三种，那么就意味着他就是一个非常纯粹的奉献者。
Now, a few days ago, we lost a very exalted Vaishnava.
那几天之前呢，我们就是失去了一位极其崇高的Vaishnava奉献者。
His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami.
圣恩巴提查鲁斯瓦米。
Most of you may not know him.
大多数的人可能对他不太了解。
Some of you may have seen him or heard his lecture if you came to Mayapur.
那有些人呢， 很能见过他。如果是在玛雅普的话，可能也听过他的讲课。
But this Vaishnava disciple of Srila Prabhupada exemplified and lived by all these Vaishnava qualities.
那这样的一位 Vaishnava 奉献者呢，他们是在 Srila Prabhupada 的指引之下，他们的身上就具备了所有的这些 Vaishnava 的崇高品格。
He was born in Bengal.
他是出生在孟加拉。
And when he was a young man, he became a spiritual seeker.
那么他年轻的时候呢，就开始去就踏上了去探寻灵性的道路。
Then he got one book of Prabhupada.
然后他就获得了 Srila Prabhupada 的一本书。
Came to Mayapur and joined Krishna consciousness.
就来到了 Mayapur, 就加入了 Krishna 知觉。
Then he met Prabhupada, and within a very, very short time, he became very close to Srila Prabhupada.
然后呢，他就见到了 Srila Prabhupada, 然后在很短的这个时间里面，他就成了 Srila Prabhupada 的身边一位非常亲密的门徒。
So much so that within 6 months, Srila Prabhupada gave him first, second initiation, and then sannyas.
然后呢，他离 Srila Prabhupada是那么的亲密以至于在这个六个月的这个当中啊，那个Srila Prabhupada就给了他一次启迪、二次启迪以及托钵僧Sannyasi启迪。
Prabhupada had never done this before to any of his disciples.
这个是Srila Prabhupada在这之前从来没有做过的。
Because he recognized in Bhakti Charaswami someone who is very pure-hearted.
因为在Bhakti Charaswami的这个身上，他看到了一颗纯粹的奉献者的心。
And invested in him is Guru Shakti, is potency of a spiritual master.
所以呢，他就把他的 Guru Shakti 这个灵性导师的能量灌注到了他的身上。
So after Srila Prabhupada left the world, Bhakti Charaswami grew within the Krishna consciousness movement as an absolutely exalted devotee.
那么在这个 Srila Prabhupada 隐迹之后呢， Bhakti Charaswami 就在这个 Krishna 知觉运动当中成长成为一位极其出色的极其卓越的奉献者。
And for anyone who knew him, you could see all the qualities that Lord Chaitanya is explaining, they were manifested in him.
然后呢，就是如果非常了解他的话，就能够看到Chaitanya Mahaprabhu所描述的这些美好的这些 Vaishnava 的品格都在他的这个身上有所呈现。
And one specific quality that he had is that he was constantly absorbed in Srila Prabhupada.
那么他有一个非常突出的一个品格，就是说他总是时时刻刻的铭记着 Srila Prabhupada.
So to be in his association was pretty much to be in Prabhupada's association.
所以呢，因为他如此的沉浸于 Srila Prabhupada 的，所以说当你和他在一起的时候呢，就好比是和 Srila Prabhupada 在一起。
Now, I mentioned that because, He joined Krishna consciousness quite late, and he joined 1.5 years before Prabhupada passed away.
实际上呢，相对于其他人来说，他加入的还是有一些晚的。他是在 Srila Prabhupada 隐迹之前1.5年的时候加入的 Krishna 知觉。
And this proves that it doesn't take much. A little bit of exposure with the right association can create miracles.
那这也就是证明了一个道理，哪怕只是能够接触到这个真正的这个涟漪，哪怕只是非常短的时间，只有一点点，也可以创造出奇迹。
We spoke about that verse before. Asat sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, lava matra, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Association with devotees.Is the most recommended in the scriptures.
那么在前面呢，我们也讲到了这一段诗节，意思就是说，这个和奉献者的这个联谊，萨杜桑嘎是 这个经典当中最推荐的。
And a fraction of moments of association with the devotee can bring one perfection.
哪怕是和奉献者有过瞬间的这个联谊，也可以助人得到完美。
So even though Bhakti Chaturaswami did not have extended association with Srila Prabhupada, his life was perfect.
所以说呢，虽然是 Bhakti Chaturaswami 和 Srila Prabhupada 的这个联谊的这个时间是非常的短暂的，但是哪怕是那一点点的这种联谊，也可以使他的这一生立刻达到这个完美。
So he passed away because he was infected with the coronavirus.
他是因为感染了新冠病毒，所以隐疾的。
And some devotees may say, "Well, he could have been more careful."
那有的奉献者可能会说，他应该更小心一点就好了。
But we have to understand this has got nothing to do with the virus. This is completely Krishna orchestrating this to bring him back to the spiritual world.
但是呢，我们要知道呢，其实 Bhakti Chaturaswami 的这个隐疾和这个新冠病毒没有什么关系，这是Krishna 他本人进行的操演的这样的一个计划，就是让 Bhakti Chaturaswami 能够回归家园，回归神手。
So, these circumstances are external to actually the journey of the devotee.
These experiences are external. 就是我们所看到的这一切呢，实际上对于一个奉献者的旅程而言，还只是外在的。
We have to understand that Krishna is in control. We are not in control.
我们要知道，其实一切都是在 Krishna 的操控之下，而我们实际上并不是控制者。
So it's important to understand what we are meant to be focusing on.
所以说呢，我们就一切应当把自己的这个专注放在什么地方，这一点是极其的重要的。
So a devotee has priorities.
一个奉献者呢，在他的生活当中，一定是有一些东西是至关重要的，是放在第一位。
And those priorities, as we need to concentrate on our spiritual development, so we can develop these divine qualities.
那么这些呢，就是奉献者们都应当是优先关注的，因为呢，通过这一切，我们就可以培养出奉献者的美好的品格。
It doesn't mean that we neglect our material duties, not at all.
但是这并不是意味着我们要去忽略自己物质上的这些职责，这样的一种理解完全是错误的。
But it's a question of how conscious we are about who is in control.
那这里的这个核心要点就是在于我们要时时刻刻的意识到究竟谁是控制者、主宰者。
And we have to let Krishna be in control instead of us trying to be in control.
所以呢，我们要放手让 Krishna 去做这个主宰，而不是自己总是想做自己的控制者。
So by staying in the association of devotees, we get to understand how Krishna works through material energy.
那当我们和奉献者们保持着这种联谊，和奉献者在一起的时候，我们就可以看到Krishna 他是怎么样通过这种物质自然的这种能量在操控着一切的。
So Bhakti Chaturaswami passed away when he was visiting America.
那 Bhakti Chaturaswami 呢，他是在美国的时候隐疾的。
And under the special circumstances, he has been allowed to be flown back to Mayapur.
在现在的这种非常特殊的情况下呢，他被得到这个允许，能够回到这个 Mayapur。
And his body will be put into samadhi in Mayapur.
就是说，他的遗体可以被专门的运回 Mayapur， 然后呢，能够放在这个Vaishnava 的 samadhi 墓园里边。
And the devotees here will have a grand festival.
在里的这些奉献者也会举行一个非常盛大的典礼。
This is another feature of Vaishnavism.
这也是Vaishnava 宗的另外的一个特点。
When a devotee leaves this world, devotees celebrate.
就是说当一个奉献者离开这个世界的时候，奉献者们是在一起庆祝的。
There may be some tears.
可能大家会流泪。
There may be mourning.
可能会哀悼。
There may be intense feelings of separation.
可能有一种非常强烈的离别之情。
But we rejoice because we know of the destination that this devotee has taken.
但是我们的内心的深处呢，却是喜悦的，因为我们知道这位隐寂的奉献者，他将去往哪一个目的地。
In the kami world, people cry, and then they get drunk so they can forget.
那在这个 kami 被奉献者的这个世界里，当他们遇到了这样的情况的时候，首先是伤心流泪，然后他们会喝酒、借酒浇愁，好让自己忘记。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained the devotee doesn't die.
但是呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他说，奉献者不会死去。
The devotee dies to leave, and while leaving, spread the holy name around.
奉献者死去是为了活着，活着是为了去传播 Krishna 的圣名。
So the memories of these Vaishnavas remain a very strong inspiration for us.
所以这样的崇高的 Vaishnava 奉献者们，永远是我们的鼓舞。
So this leads to the next point I want to make.
那这个就过渡到了我接下来要讲的要点。
That we shouldn't wait for devotees to leave their bodies so we can express our appreciation.
就是呢，我们呢不要等到奉献者已经离开我们的时候才去表达我们的感恩之情。
Or we shouldn't wait for a devotee to leave Krishna consciousness to point out their problems.
也不要等到一个奉献者已经离开我们了，我们才去指出他的一些问题。
In other words, Sadhu Sangha or Vaishnava Association is not a social exercise.
Social exercise.
We don't socialize. We associate.
就是说，换句话说，就是 Vaishnava 奉献者的联谊，这个 Sadhu Sangha 和圣人的这个联谊呢？它并不是一种世俗的社交活动。
We don't hang out together.
我们在一起呢，不是为了打发时间的。
Rupa Goswami explains in Upadeshamrita, Dadati Pratigrinati Guyam Akati Prichyati Bhunti Bhojayate Cheva Satvidam Pritilakshanam. There are six exchanges between devotees.
那么，就像 Rupa Goswami 就在这个教会的甘露当中讲到了奉献者之间的交流有六种。
We exchange gifts.
我们交换礼物。
We inquire with confidence.
我们彼此敞开心扉。
And we open our mind with confidence.
我们也向对方去吐露自己的心声。
And we offer prasadam and receive prasadam.
我们给予 prasadam, 接受 prasadam.
So this kind of association is based on very deep spiritual values.
那所有的这些奉献者之间的这种交流互动，其实都是基于非常深刻的一个灵性的价值观的。
If a devotee is doing very well, we should inquire, how can I be inspired by you? How can I also do well?
如果你看到一个奉献者的表现非常的出色，那么你就应当去询问他，我怎么样才能从你的身上得到这种鼓舞？你为什么做得这么好？我也想像你一样。
And if a devotee is not doing so well, then we should be attentive. It's like someone who is diseased. We want to be by the side of that person who is sick.And look after that person.
那如果说一个人的这个状况不是太好的时候呢，你也应当要非常的关注，就好像一个人已经生病了，那么你就希望来到他的这种身边去关照他，去关心他。
Yes. So association amongst Vaishnavas is there to help us understand how we grow in Krishna consciousness.So that the heart can be opened to express our love for Krishna.
所以呢，和 Vaishnava 奉献者在一起的这种联谊，其实就是可以时时提醒我们，让我们敞开我们的心，让我们的这个心永远的柔软， 充满着对奉献者的爱。
So Lord Chaitanya explained previously, there are three types of devotees, neophyte, mature, and very advanced.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就解释说奉献者一共分为三类，一类是初级的奉献者，一类是比较成熟的奉献者，还有一类呢就是非常的纯粹崇高的奉献者。
And we have to learn to deal with those three types of devotees.
我们应当要学会怎么样的和这样的三类奉献者相处。
Of course, ideally speaking, we should associate with the most advanced devotees.
当然了，这个理想的情况下，我们一定是希望能够和最崇高的那些奉献者、最精进的奉献者在一起。
But there's also a reason why we cannot always associate with those who are very advanced.
但是我们之所以不能经常性的和那些非常精进的奉献者联谊，其实也是有一定的原因的。
And that's because we may not be able to appreciate their association.
这可能是因为我们还不能时时刻刻的去欣赏和感恩于他们的联谊。
We may not understand them.
我们可能不能对他们理解。
So, advanced devotee association normally comes in small doses.
所以呢，高级的这种奉献者的联谊呢，往往是一点点给我们的。
Like they were not, devotees could not stay long periods of time with Prabhupada.
就好比是不是，就是奉献者们通常都没有跟师拉，无法跟师拉帕帕待很长的时间。
Prabhupada had to change servants and secretaries on a regular basis.
就比如说师拉帕帕身边的这些贴身秘书啊，还有是一直在换的。
Now there are some devotees who are just suited from the very beginning to serve a very exalted Vaishnava.
但是也有一些奉献者是从一开始就非常适合去服务那些极其崇高的奉献者。
But most of the devotees oftentimes find it difficult to always be because the advanced devotee has a very high standard and it may be very difficult for us to stay up to that standard.
那么但是呢也有很多的这个奉献者他们没有办法长期的和这样的高级奉献者在一起，因为高级的奉献者往往他们都有非常高的这个标准，所以呢离他们很近呢就会感觉很难以一直达到那样的一个标准。
There's one brahmachari here in Mayapur, disciple of Jayaprataka Swami.
在 Mayapur 有一个 brahmachari, 他是Jayaprataka Swami 身边的仆人。
He has been serving Jayaprataka Swami every single day, all over the world, 24 hours a day, for at least the last 15 years.
那就是这位奉献者呢，可以说是在过去的这个15年之间，形影不离的在 Jayaprataka Swami 身边服务，也跟随着 Jayaprataka Swami 周游的世界，全世界，一直在他的身边照顾。
Very, very special devotee.
这个奉献者是非常非常的特别的。
Because when you serve a very advanced devotee, you don't just need the qualification to serve that devotee, you need the qualification to deal with the other devotees as well.
因为呢，其实当你去服务这样的一位高级的奉献者的时候，你不仅仅是必须要具备和这位高级的奉献者在一起的资格，你还要有这种资格。懂得去怎么去跟其他的奉献者相处。
So, ideally speaking, we would want to be in touch with a pure devotee all the time.
当然，理想上呢，我们希望能够一直的和这样的纯粹的奉献者连接。
Now, that's related to the vapu form, the physical form of the pure devotee.
那这个呢就是和一个奉献者的 Vapu 又是这个奉献者的亲身灵在有关。
But the Vapu form, the physical presence of the spiritual master or the exalted Vaishnava is temporary, doesn't last.
但是我们要知道这种 Vapu, 也就是说这个Vaishnava 的这个纯粹的奉献者还有Guru 灵性导师的这种亲身的灵在毕竟是短暂的。
So in the case of Bhakti Charu Swami, he had the association of Srila Prabhupada for one and a half year.
好，那么我们就拿 Bhakti Charu Swami 来说的话，他其实只和 Srila Prabhupada 待了一年半的时间，也就是他只得到了 Prabhupada Vapu 联谊一年半。
And then he gave his association to the Krishna consciousness movement for the following 45 years.
但是呢，在他的接下来的45年之中，他却把他的这种亲身的联谊、挖苦的联谊给予了我们整个的 Krishna 知觉运动。
So now he left this world, now we continue that association also.
那他现在已经离开了这个世界了，所以呢，我们呢也要继承他的服务。
So in a similar way, we don't have Srila Prabhupada association physically, however, we have all his books.
同样的，虽然我们没有Srila Prabhupada的亲身的联谊，但是呢，我们却拥有他所有的书籍。
We have all his letters.
我们有他所有的这些信件。
His room conversation.
他的这些室内的谈话。
His morning walks.
还有他的清晨漫步时的谈话。
Everything that Prabhupada ever said is recorded.
Srila Prabhupada 所说过的每一句话都是录制下来了的。
So in this way we have the association of a pure devotee.
所以呢，以这样的一种情况呢，我们就可以有幸呢，能够和一位纯粹的奉献者时时刻刻的保持联谊。
So we're going to see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to make the point that all throughout the process of devotional service,The association with devotees is the key.
那我们就会看到，在接下来呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他就指出了一个要点，就是在我们的整个的 Krishna 知觉的灵修的这个过程当中，和奉献者的联谊是重中之重。
And then he's going to contrast what it means to be associating with devotees and what it means to be associating.With non-devotees.
那他接下来呢还会有做一个非常鲜明的一个对比，就是说和奉献者联谊意味着什么，和非奉献者联谊又意味着什么。
What are the benefits of good association and what are the benefits of bad association?
那好的联谊可以给我们带来什么样的益处，不好的联谊又会怎样的影响我们。
And you're going to have to be very attentive because it could be misleading.
就是大家听的时候要非常的专心，否则的话呢，有可能就会误解了。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refers to the Srimad Bhagavatam, that are relating to stories that are millions and millions of years old.
那就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里所讲到的来自于圣典薄伽瓦坛当中的那些故事呢，都已经是上千万年的这个历史了的。
Which means that transcendental knowledge and experiences in the material world are timeless. Nothing ever changes. It's always the same.
换句话说呢，就是在这个超然的这些知识，在这个物质世界当中的这种体验，它们都是超越的这个时空的，是无穷无尽的。
So,Lord Chaitanya quotes a very famous verse from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就引用了圣典薄伽瓦坛第五篇中的一段诗节。
Which is parts of the teachings of Lord Rishabhdev to his 100 sons.
这个是来自于 Rishabhdev, 就是日沙巴王对他的一百个儿子的教导。
So that conversation took place millions of years ago.
这一段的这个对话实际上是发生在千万年之前。
And the observation of King Rishabhdev then are applicable to the observations today.
而当年的这个 Rishabhdev 的他的这种视域实际上都可以运用到我们现代的这个生活中。
So King Rishabhdev says,Mahat Sevam Dvaram Mahur Vimuktes Tamudvaram Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam,Mahantaste samachita prasanta vimanyava surida sadavo ye. I want to take something I don't understand here. Anyway, I want to take this one. One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people of women and sex, the path to hell is wide. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful. They are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger. And they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas.
这段诗节呢，就是说，一个人只有通过像卓越的灵性人物去从事奉献服务，才能够从物质的束缚当中解脱出来，达到解脱的层面。这些人呢，就是这些卓越的精进的人物，就是非人格主义者和奉献者。无论一个人想融入主的存在之中，或者想和至尊主联谊，或者像马哈特玛这些伟大的奉献者做出服务，对于那些对这些活动了无兴趣的人而言，他们就会和那些追求女人、沉溺于性爱生活的人在一起，而这是一条通往地狱的道路。地狱的道路对他敞开。马哈特玛伟大的灵魂对众生平等视之，他们的内心非常的平和，他们看不到生物体之间的区别。他们内心非常的平和，他们完全的置身于奉爱的服务之中，他们没有愤怒，他们为众生谋福祉，他们从来不会以令人憎恶的方式生活行为，这样的人就被称为 Mahatma， 伟大的灵魂。
Okay, so this is about how to always be in touch with a Mahatma.
那在这里就是讲到了一个人应当怎么样的始终的和 Mahatma 伟大的灵魂保持连接。
Mahatma means great soul.
Mahatma 的意思就是伟大的灵魂。
So great doesn't mean in terms of size, it means in terms of quality.
这个伟大就说的这个大 Mahatma 的意思呢，并不是说这个它的形状大小，而是指的是他的这种品格。
And the qualities of the Mahatma are very similar to the qualities that Lord Chaitanya was describing of a great devotee.
这个 Mahatma 伟大的灵魂身上所体现出来的这个品格，和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之前所说到的 Vaishnava 伟大的奉献者的品格是非常一致的。
So basically what this verse says is there are two doors.
所以呢，在这个诗节里，其实就是讲到了有这样的两扇大门。
One door is the door to the spiritual world, and the other door is the door down to hellish regions.
那就是说，一个大门呢，就是通向着这个灵性世界，还有一个大门是通向地狱的。
It really boils down to only one thing: who you associate with.
其实最终来说的话，就是归决于一点，就是你关键是和什么样的人在一起，决定了一切。
And Prabhupada often gave the example. He said, "You associate with people who drink, you become a drinker."
那 Prabhupada 呢，以前经常说，你跟醉鬼在一起的时候呢，你也会喝酒。
You associate with people who smoke, you become a smoker.
那你跟那个抽烟的人在一起呢，你也会抽烟上瘾。
You associate with people who gamble, you become a gambler.
你跟那些赌徒在一起的时候，你也会开始赌博。
You associate with devotees, you become a devotee.
你跟奉献者在一起呢，你就会成为奉献者。
And associating with devotees means associating with Krishna.
那和奉献者联谊，其实就意味着和 Krishna 联谊。
So there's another famous saying in English that a person is known by the company they keep.
然后呢，在英语里面呢，还有一句话呢，意思呢就是说，爱屋及乌，就是你了解一个人的话呢，就是你可以通过他和什么人在一起了解。
And this is very, very difficult because we can't help to some extent, but to be associated with people who don't practice Krishna consciousness.
那就是说有的时候我们会跟一些不修习 Krishna 知觉的人在一起联谊在一起相处这也是不可避免的
And I would say this is pretty much the main obstacle the main challenge especially for devotees in China
对于我们在中国的奉献者来说可能这是我们最大的一个困难障碍也是一个最大的挑战
Prabhupada explainsthat he created this Krishna consciousness movement exclusively to create association for devotees.
那 Srila Prabhupada 他说呢他就是发起了这个 Krishna 知觉运动其实只是为了为奉献者们去创造一个非常好的联谊。
And that's why he established all these large Vaishnav communities all over the world.
所以呢，他在世界上他就创建了这些人数众多的 Vaishnava 的团体。
So the devotees can spend time together and grow together, serve together, chant together, read together, take prasadam together.
奉献者们呢就可以在一起相处，可以一起唱诵，一起联谊，一起读书，一起荣耀普沙道，一起做奉献服务。
That's actually this is the spiritual world.
那他们在一起的时候，这实际上就是已经是个灵性世界了。
But in China, we don't always have that facility.
但是在中国的话，我们很多时候我们不具备这样的条件。
I remember when we had the festival for the 50th anniversary of ISKCON in Beijing.
我还记得就是 ISKCON 成立50周年的时候我们在北京举办了一个很大的庆祝。
750 devotees came.
当时来到北京参加这个活动的有750个奉献者。
And I think maybe 10 senior devotees came.
而且还包括这是位非常年长的记得为奉献者
For 3 days it was just hearing, chanting, feasting, dancing
然后有这么 7天 有七天的这个时间差不多七天的这个时间就是大家就是在一起聆听然后荣耀普沙的这个唱歌跳舞
And prior to that festival, the previous years, we have twice, 2 years in a row, most amazing festival in Shanghai, where 300 devotees came.
然后在那之前的话也连续有两年的时间每一年我们都是在上海举行了这个大的这个联谊大约有300多个奉献者参加那些联谊也是令人难忘的。
And when you are in such association, you don't want to be anywhere else in the world. You are already back with Krishna.
当你身处于这样的一种联谊中的时候，你真的不想到任何其他的地方去了，因为你已经回到了 Krishna 的身边。
But we have a reality which is we live with our parents, or we may have a husband who is not a devotee.
但是我们还是有我们这种现实的生活要去面对我们可能跟我们的父母在一起而我们的丈夫妻子可能也不是奉献者
We may have a job which demands that we spend so much time with people who are very materialistic
而且我们可能也会有这样的一份工作，我们不得不和很多就是充满着这种物质主义的人在一起。
So this is a reality we have to live with.
这个也是我们的现实生活，我们得去面对。
And therefore, when we have an opportunity to be with the devotees, we should cherish every second.
所以呢，当我们和奉献者有机会在一起的时候，我们就应当要珍视每一分每一秒。
Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna bhakti janma mula hoy sadhu sangha, Krishna prem janme teno puna mukhya anga. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说了这样的一段话，他说对主 Krishna 的奉献服务的根就在于和精进的崇高的奉献者联谊。即便一个人对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱已经被唤醒，和奉献者的联谊依然是最重要的。
So two things in that verse, very, very significant verse, very profound. One is the success of devotional service is based on association with advanced devotees.
在这里呢就说到了两个要点。一个呢就是说你的奉献服务，对 Krishna 的奉献服务的成功的秘诀就是在于和奉献者的联谊。
And then, even when you become a pure devotee,You don't give up association with devotees.
第二个就是说，即便是你已经达到了这个纯粹的奉献者的层面，你也不放弃和奉献者的联谊。
In the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Sri Ramananda Roy,
在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Sri Ramananda Roy 的这个对话之中
，Lord Chaitanya asked him a series of questions.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就询问了他一系列的问题
，and One of the questions was, Lord Chaitanya is asking, of all kind of distress, what is the most painful?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就是说询问这个 Sri Ramananda Roy 说在所有的这个痛苦当中什么是最痛苦的。
He says, Dukkha madhye kona dukkha hoy gurutara krishna bhakta vihara vinidhu kani dahe dekapara. Ramananda Roy replies,Apart from separation from the devotees of Krishna, I know of no unbearable happiness.
那 Ramananda Roy 的回答就是说呢，除了与 Krishna 的奉献者分离，我看不到还有什么让人无法忍受的痛苦的。
In other words, all the calamities in the world, all the pain,All the sadness of the world does not compare to being deprived of the association of devotees.
那换句话说呢，这个意思就是说，哪怕是把这个全世界的这些灾难呢、磨难呢、痛苦都加在一起，也及不上和奉献者的分离的痛苦。
So this is really the main idea behind devotional service.And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that association of devotees begins at the very, very beginning of spiritual life and keeps going all throughout the process and keeps going back in the spiritual world.
所以呢，这个就是我们的这个奉爱服务的这个背后的一个巨大的动力。Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 呢说，就是当我们踏入这个 Krishna。知觉奉爱服务的大门的时候，就已经开始了和奉献者的这种联谊。这种奉献服务，这种和奉献者的联谊可以伴随我们的这个 Krishna 知觉的修习的整个过程，而且一直伴随着我们回归到灵性世界。
So Prabhupada one explains that because devotees, you know, naturally, you know, sometimes they argue, sometimes they fight, sometimes they don't tolerate each other, sometimes they can't.Be with each other,
那当然了，就是奉献者之间呢，也是非常常见的有这样的一种状况。奉献者之间有的时候会有矛盾，有的时候会有一些疑义，有的时候呢也会争吵，有的时候呢，互相无法忍受。
One time a devotee went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I can't tolerate that devotee.
那有一次呢，有一个奉献者就来到释迦牟尼佛的跟前，跟他抱怨说：“那个奉献者，我实在是受不了了。”
And Prabhupada said, "Tolerate him the way I tolerate you."
那释迦牟尼佛就对他说呢：“你要容忍他，就好像我容忍你一样。”
In other words, every devotee is dear to Krishna.
换句话说呢，所有的奉献者都每一个奉献者都是 Krishna 的挚爱。
We can never say.I am dear to Krishna, but she is not dear to Krishna.
我不能说我们是Krishna 的挚爱，那个人那个奉献者不是 Krishna 的挚爱。
Because if we think that way, we'll never step into the spiritual world.
因为我们一旦有这样的一个念头，这样说的时候，我们就永远不可能踏入灵性世界半步了。
If we don't get along down here in this material world, how are we going to get along?In the spiritual world.
如果说在这个物质世界当中，我们都做不到很好的和奉献者联谊，回归了灵性世界之后，又怎么跟别的奉献者、别的灵魂联谊呢
？Therefore, when Prabhupada left the world, he told the devotees, "Your love for me will be shown by how you serve and cooperate with each other."
所以呢，当释迦牟尼佛离开这个世界之前，他有一句遗言，意思就是说呢，你们对我的爱将体现在你们之间相互的、精诚的合作和服务之上。
That's the difference between associating with non-devotees and associating with devotees.
这个就是和非奉献者的联谊以及与这个奉献者的联谊之间的区别。
When you go to work in the morning, you can't go to work with all your problems and what you like and you don't like because you have to perform, you have to do your job. So you have to leave all your problems back home.
那就好比说你早上去上班的时候，你不能带着你所有的这些问题所有的心事去上班，因为到了单位里面，到了公司里面呢，你就要有很好的这个表现，所以说你不能把家里的这些事情都背负在身上。
Imagine if all the workers of a company came to work with their problems, the company would collapse.
你想象一下，要是一个公司里面所有的员工呢，都带着自己个人的各种各样的问题来到这个公司里面，那这个公司可能也就离倒闭不远了。
So most of the people bury all their problems; they never talk about them.
所以呢，大多数的人都是把自己的这个问题埋藏得很深。
So when we are with the devotees, this is when we bring up.The things that are troubling us, so the devotees can help us clear them out.
所以呢，当我们和奉献者在一起的时候，其实呢，就是一个非常珍贵的这个机会，我们可以把那些困扰我们的这种问题直抒胸臆的表达出来。这样呢，我们就可以向奉献者求助，奉献者可以帮助我们。
So Lord Chaitanya is very strongly emphasizes the importance of devotee association.
所以呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里一再的强调和奉献者联谊的重要性。
Bhava pavargo brahmato yada bravej janasya tanyachutta sat samagamaha sat sangamo yatri tadeva satagato paranashveri tvayi jayate ratihi. O my Lord, O infallible supreme person.When a person wandering throughout the universes becomes eligible for liberation from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. When he associates with devotees, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees, and the Lord of the universe.
这段话的意思就是说，我的主啊，永无谬误的至尊者啊。当一个人在宇宙上下流浪徘徊，当他有一天有了资格从这个物质存在中得到解脱的时候，他就有了机会和奉献者联谊。当他与奉献者联谊的时候， 你对他的吸引力就在他的心中被唤醒了。你是至尊人格守神，是所有的最崇高的奉献者心目中最高的目标。你是宇宙之主。
Then he quotes another verse.
然后他又引用了另外的一个诗节。
Ata atyantiktam kshenam prichamo bhavato nagaha samsare smin kshana dharnopi satsanga siva bhinrinam.O devotees, all you who are free from all sins, let me inquire from you about that which is supremely auspicious for all living entities. Association with a pure devotee for even half of a moment in this material world is the greatest treasure for human society.
这段说的就是奉献者啊，摆脱了一切罪恶的你呀。让我询问你这样的一个问题，对所有的众生而言，什么是最吉祥的？与纯粹的奉献者的联谊，哪怕是在这个物质世界中的瞬间，也是人类社会最大的财富。
Okay.
最大的宝藏。
One more verse, because this one is very, very beautiful.
接下来的这一段诗节是非常的优美的。
Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavantirit kana rasanaya kataha taj joshanas papavargavartmani shradharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. This is spoken by Devahuti.
这段话是 Devahuti 说的。
The spiritually powerful, I don't know why they changed this. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastime and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are very pleasing and satisfying to the here and the heart. By cultivating such a knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attractions become fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin.
那这段的话的意思就是说，和纯粹的奉献者联谊，讨论至尊人格守神的美妙的逍遥时光和活动，让人喜乐迎人，让一个人的耳朵和心灵都心满意足。通过培养这样的知识，一个人就会逐渐的得到进步。最终达到解脱之途，这样他便得到了自由。他对他的对 Krishna 的吸引也非常的牢，也变得非常的牢固。
OK。
他也就被 Krishna 所深深的吸引，这样的。他的真正这样呢，真正的奉爱以及奉献服务便开启了。
So we never emphasize enough the importance of associating with devotees.
所以呢，和奉献者在一起的这种联谊的重要性是怎么强调都不为过的。
And we should also understand that if there are things that we don't understand in terms of philosophy.And in terms of the process of Krishna consciousness.
如果说从这个哲学，还有从这个 Krishna 知觉的休息的这个程序，这两方面我们还有一些问题的话，
we should not underestimate the devotees because they give us the understanding.
就是如果说我们还不太理解的话，那我们也要对这个与奉献者的这种联谊充满着这种信心，因为和奉献者的联谊可以。帮助我们提升我们的理解力。
Prabhupada says devotional service is not an intellectual exercise. We don't try with our mind to understand everything.
Prabhupada 说呢，奉献服务并不是一种头脑当中的游戏，那就是说不是你自己用头脑就可以想得出来的，因为它超越了这个心意的活动。
This is not that unless I understand everything, I won't surrender. It doesn't work that way.
你的逻辑不是这样的，就是除非我能够真正的理解，否则的话我就不皈依。
By associating with devotees, we develop divine qualities, and with those qualities, everything is revealed.
这个秘诀就是在于当我们和奉献者联谊的时候，我们就不知不觉培养出了美好的品质，而当我们身上具备了这些品质的时候，那些灵性的知识就向我们揭示了。
So it's a transcendental process, it's not a mechanical process.
所以呢，这是一种超然的程序，而不是一种机械性的程序。
We are not in Krishna consciousness to free the mind, we are in Krishna consciousness to open the heart.
我们在这个 Krishna 知觉当中呢，并不是让我们去只是去摆脱心意的困扰的。我们在 Krishna 知觉中的目的是为了敞开我们的心灵。
Okay, so we'll stop here.
好，我们今天的讲课呢，就先到这里。
See if there are any questions.
我们来看一下大家有没有什么问题。
Hare Krishna,
稍等
一下。
Hare Krishna.
OK, 我们等一下。
I want to say something. Maybe I don't want to say something. This is something I have to find out from some senior people. Every time they quote.Bhagavatam verse. It's different than
in a different wording.
It's completely different. It's
a different way of speaking.
You have to understand that these translations were made by prophet disciples. In the Chaitanya, they did the translation, not Prabhupada. Yes, I found out about this.I did the purports, but they did the translation.
Oh, there's the verses.
Yep.
How to go back?
Go back to what? Yeah, Aaron.
The attraction is fixed. This is the sentence from the verse before. So that means the attraction for Krishna or for devotional service.
It's the same.
Only the word
is Krishna.
Attraction.
Where are you? What are you doing?
Samukhi Raza, 现在有问题上来吗？OK, 我们现在看一下，已经有第一个问题发上来了。
Jamuna Priya.
这是第一个问题吗？我看一下啊。OK, 第一个问题来自于 Yamuna Priya Mataji, 顶拜 Prabhu 顶拜翻译，我们非常欣赏甚至会崇拜奉献者身上的美好品质，但是可能由于我们的性情或者成长的环境等方面的差异，当我们想要培养起他们身上的某些好品质时，我们发现会有很多的挑战，请问如何可以更容易的学做并认真的做到进步的并真的做到幸福奉献者身上的高品质呢？Please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhu and the translator. We do appreciate many good qualities and worship the good qualities of the devotees, but however, maybe it's due to our difference in our nature and our environment. Our environment, it is not when we try to cultivate those good qualities, we found it's quite challenging.So, how can we learn from them in a more easy way and to emulate some high qualities in those advanced devotees?
My experience.
我可以给你讲一讲我的经验。
And it's most of the devotees' experience.
这也是大多数奉献者的经验。
The way to purify our hearts and the way to cultivate friendship with devotees is by serving together.
就是说，我们净化我们自己的内心的这个方式，以及我们去加深和奉献者之间的情感和关系的这种方式，其实最好的就是能跟那个奉献者在一起做奉献服务。
Again, this is something which is it's available in the Chinese Yatra, but it's in many ways it's greatly lacking the facilities to do service together.
就是在中国，我们奉献者之间也是可以一起做奉献服务的，但是我感觉到这是一个还是一个非常大的一个缺失，就是。我们就是缺少跟其他的奉献者在共同并肩的做奉献服务的这些条件。
My deepest and dearest relationship with devotees are with the devotees with whom I served for many years.
那这么多年当中，我所培养出来的，就是这种感情最深厚的那些奉献者的这个友谊呢，往往都是和那些我们一起做了很久的奉献服务的。
In other words, when you throw yourself into physical activities in terms of performing an austerity.
那换句话说，就是你跟那些奉献者，因为要共同的做这些奉献服务，所以共同经历了非常大的这种苦行，在这个体力上面也都共同的就是付出了很多。
For example, I spent many years with the same devotees cooking so many things in the kitchen.
就比如说呢，我和一些奉献者有很多很多年都是在厨房里面，我们在一起做这个 prasada 做了很多年，而且就是做大量的这个 prasada， 就是体力上精力上都是巨大的付出。
And cleaning together.
然后我们还一起打扫卫生。
Getting on our knees, scrubbing the floors.
然后我们真的是跪在这个地上去擦地的。
This automatically erases any difficulty we have.
这个很自然而然的就把我们的那些我们的这些各种的这种困难都消除干净了。
When I recall my time with Ashu,
我还回忆起我和阿叔在一起的时光。
Since 1977,
这个是自1977年开始。
Milking the cows together at 4 o'clock in the morning.
我们每天早上四点钟的时候就一起挤奶。
Plowing the field together.
在农场里面，然后耕地。
Picking up the hay together.
然后呢，去铲起那些干草。
Taking care of the cows together.
然后一起去牧牛。
Doing puja together.
照顾这些奶牛，一起做 puja。
Going on parikram together.
然后一起去 parikram。
And I see Ashu only once every 2 or 3 years, but the bond is very strong and it overcomes every other obstacle.
那就是我们现在我和阿叔之间可能两三年才能够见一面，但是我们之间的这种情感是那么的深厚，我们的友谊的纽带是那么的坚实，使得我感觉到我可以无往而不胜，我可以战胜一切的困难。
In other words, the secret is to find something in common to serve Krishna together. This is the actual secret.
所以我觉得这里的秘诀就是说，能够和其他的奉献者一起找到彼此的这种共同点，找到共同的这种奉献服务，大家在一起去做这个为 Krishna 做奉献服务的时候，那么这样子就能够。就是培养出你另外一个奉献者身上的品质。
So again, it's a question of focus. Either we focus on the difficulty, or we focus on service.
就是说最关键的还是在于你究竟把你的注意力专注在哪里？是专注在你的困难上，还是专注在这个服务上面
？I'm just thinking now of Mother Labanga in Kunming.
我现在在想到的这是 Labanga Mataji， 她在昆明。
She always finds opportunities to engage devotees in service, practical service.
她呢总是能够想方设法的让奉献者去做一些非常实际的奉献服务。
So the secret is to engage, to always be engaged.
所以呢，这里的一个秘密就是说，要时时刻刻的去 找奉献服务去做。
Not just sit around and talk or do an arty.
身体力行啊，这不是说只是在一起坐在那里说说话，然后一起做做 arty 就完事了。
We have to do, Prabhupada mentions, this is why I have created so many projects to keep you busy.
所以释迦牟尼他也一再的强调，这就是为什么我创造了那么多的这些项目，这些服务项目，就是为了让你们都能够忙碌起来，一刻都不停歇。How to cultivate the good qualities from another person.
Yes, by doing service together. That's how you do it. It's the key. It's the secret.
那我又重申了一下，我说这，你的问题主要是怎么样去培养进步奉献者身上的好品质。那么在长安跑步呢，他说的确就是要在一起做奉献服务，那么不知不觉呢，就可以学到对方身上的很多好品质。
When you serve side by side with a devotee, you get to know them very intimately.
因为呢，当你和另外一个奉献者，一起。肩并肩的在一起做奉献服务的时候，你就可以非常深入的去了解对方了。杨盖莲，顶拜咕噜，顶拜翻译，顶拜所有的奉献者。Krishna 知觉的成功的秘诀在于和奉献者的联谊，把知识变为行为，实施在奉献，实施在联谊中，也会通过摩诃把知识变为行为去实施吗？Please accept my humble obeisances. My humble obeisances to Guru, to the translator, and to all the devotees. You said the key of the success in Krishna consciousness is to associate with the devotees.等一下哈，我把这中文再看一下。把知识变为行为，实施在联谊中。也会通过摩诃把知识变为行为实施吗？When we turned out the knowledge into practical activities while associating with the devotees, so we get to know each other. We try to overcome all the frictions between each other. So during the process, can we also?Turn the knowledge that we have into practical activities.
Actually, the knowledge becomes real as the fruit of service, not the other way around.
实际上呢，不是说你是先有了知识，然后去转换为就是身体力行的这种行为去实施的，而是反过来，就是说你先去。实践这个奉献服务，切实可行的去做那些奉献服务。当你去做到这些的时候呢，你的这个知识就变得非常的生动而真实了。
Now, if you carefully, like, you know, there are many pastimes in a Chaitanya Charitamrita where you see interactions between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees.
这就好比在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经当中，你可以看到。Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和这个身边的这些奉献者之间的交流。
But if you look carefully at other pastimes from the Srimad Bhagavatam,
那你再看看圣典薄伽瓦坛里的其他的逍遥时光。
And especially Krishna's Vrindavan pastime.
尤其是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。
If you, it's not just stories because it's sweet and it's fun. You have to look at exactly what is.The essence of the relationship between Krishna and his devotees.
这些故事呢，不是为了简单的让你感觉到，这些故事是这么的甜美，这么的美丽，不是这么简单的，而是说这些通过这些故事，这些逍遥时光呢，其实是为了让你去深入的去品味和理解 Krishna 和他的奉献者之间的关系，这种爱。
Their sense of happiness.
就是去体会他们的那种愉快的感觉。
Their feelings for Krishna.
那你还能够体会到这些奉献者们对 Krishna 的深情厚谊。
You can trace it back to their service.
然后呢，你看到他们就是这种情感，其实你可以追溯回去，就可以看到他们之前一定是做了很多的奉献服务。
They understand Krishna based on their service for him.
他们之所以能够这样的去 理解到 Krishna 去觉悟到 Krishna、so, 是因为他们的做了很多的奉献服务这些奉献服务带来了他们的觉悟
It's not that I study Prabhupada's book so I can understand the devotees better No, I serve the devotees so I can understand Prabhupada's books better
所以说呢我们要搞清楚这个先后的顺序不是说我看了很多Srila Prabhupada的书了解了这些知识所以我就能够更好的去理解奉献者了不是这样的应该是反过来是我首先是我要很好的去服务奉献者当我服务了奉献者之后我就能够更深更好的去理解Srila Prabhupada的书
Because if you look at the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam It's the beautiful story of Krishna with his pure devotees
因为如果你看一看圣典博迦瓦坛的精髓所在的话那这都是围绕着 Krishna 和他的纯粹奉献者之间的这种联谊展开的
And Shukadeva Goswami chooses the perfect examples in a Srimad Bhagavatam to exemplify what it means to serve Krishna
那就是 Shukadeva Goswami 呢他就是精选了这个圣典博迦瓦坛里面的这些有关于纯粹奉献者的这些逍遥时光那其目的就是为了让他们作为一个最好的这个例子一个榜样让我们知道去服务 Krishna 究竟意味着什么 The essence is the exemplary how to serve Krishna, right?
With the devotees, because you become purified. When you purify yourself, Krishna is revealed.
就是说你要去和奉献者去联谊，这样呢，你可以得到内心中的不断的这种净化。当你纯粹了之后，Krishna就会被你吸引，从而向你展示他自己，向你揭示他自己。
Radha Priya.
喂，move, 等一下哈，下一个问题是 Smoky Radha. OK. 感恩 Prabhu 和 Mataji 的精彩讲课。请问我们在和奉献者的联谊中，时间都是很有限的，而且很多时候在人多的时候也不方便讲出内心中的苦恼。这种情况，我们该怎么关爱到每一位奉献者内心的需要呢？Thank you very much for your wonderful class. My question is, our association, especially the programs with the devotees, is quite limited in time. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, there are many people there, and it's not convenient to reveal your heart, especially your disturbances deep in your heart. So in this kind of situation, how can we care for each devotees' needs and inner needs in a better way.
Who is asking this?
Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
So who was asking about?
Yang Gailian, before the question is from Yang Gailian. Okay.
Rupa Goswami says, Guyam Akachi Prichchati means with confidence and confidentially.
Rupa Goswami 在讲到那个奉献者之间的六种的就是交流的时候他用了一个 Guyam 这个词意思呢就是说是英文直接来说的话就是机密意思就是说私下里面私密的这种情况下去吐露心声敞开心扉
In other words, there are different levels of association.
换句话说这个联谊它也是分为不同的层面
Just like there are different levels of chanting the holy name.
就好像唱诵或者念诵主的圣名，也有不同的层面。
One is chanting silently.
那一类的这个念诵呢，就是叫做默念。
One is chanting softly.
一个就是非常轻声的念诵。
One is chanting loudly.
然后大声念诵。
Then one is chanting with a small group.
还有这个念诵是跟一小群人在一起念。
Then one is chanting with a big group.
还有一大群人一起去念诵，那就是唱诵。
And then one is chanting for the public.
然后还有在这个公共的场合。
So association can just be with one other devotee.
所以呢，这个联谊的这个含义是非常的广泛的。
Can be with a handful of devotees.
你可以跟一个人私下的联谊，也可以跟 少数的几个人联谊
or a bigger group of devotees,
或者是更多的奉献者的联谊
and based on the environment, you know what you can reveal and what you should not reveal.
那根据这个环境呢，你自己可以判断，你可以在什么情况下讲出自己的苦恼心事，什么情况下呢？
For example, back in the 70s, Srila Prabhupada initiated what he calls Ishta Goshti.
就好像在这个70年代的时候 ，Srila Prabhupada 就建立起了这种 Ishta Goshti 的这样的一种制度，奉献者联谊的。
So I think once a week we used to have Ishta Goshti in the evening.
那这个就好像是奉献者的那个会议一样，就是我记得当时是每个星期到了星期天晚上的时候，大家会坐在一起。
So we would sit in circle in the temple room.
我们就是在庙里面坐成一圈。
And then we would address the issues of service, the personal issues.
我们就会把一些问题拿出来探讨，比如说在奉献服务当中遇到的问题。或者我们内心中的一些困扰等等。
Otherwise, you keep too much inside.
否则的话，你的这个心里面就攒的太多了。
So this is something devotees can do.
所以这个奉献者们也可以这样去做。
Maybe every 2 weeks, maybe once a month, you all sit together and say, "Okay, let's talk about the issues."
那比如说两星期一次，或者是一个月一次，我们奉献者坐在一起畅所欲言，来，敞开的谈一谈我们面临的问题。
And how we can help each other do better.
还有，我们也讨论一下，我们怎么样才能够更好的互相帮助。
And then there are some of the devotees in that group who will need to speak privately.
但是呢，就是在这么多的奉献者当中，还有少数的一些奉献者，他们的确是需要一些私下的交流的。
And they will want to speak to someone they trust.
那他们就会选择他们比较信任的这种。奉献者
Because when you approach more mature devotees to open up, you don't open up your mind, you open up your heart. It's very, very different.
因为当你找到一位你比较成熟的一个奉献者，你和他进行这个交流的时候，你不是说只是用这个打开自己的头脑，用头脑去跟他交流。这个时候，你真的是敞开心扉，你把你的心都敞开了给他的。
And oftentimes you'll see somebody when they start speaking, they just cry.
有的时候呢，你会看到有一些奉献者，一开口就泪流满面了。
And you are expected to understand and translate what those tears are about.
所以呢，就是这个更成熟的这个奉献者呢，就应当要去理解这个奉献者这个泪水背后的还没有说出来的。这些话
But tears can be hiding a lot.
那一个人他可能会隐藏了很多的泪水。
So intimately, face to face, two persons, you should be confident. Open up, take everything out, vomit on the table, clear your stomach.
所以说呢，当这个奉献者一对一的在一起的时候，在私下在一起的时候呢，就应当要允许对方能够让他自然而然的。去把自己的心窝子里的这个话都掏出来，把这个心里面的所有的这种苦恼啊、压抑啊，全部都把它倒出来，就好像吐出来一样，一吐为快。
Yeah, we have.
我们应当让他有这样的一个机会。
We have to have the courage to do this.
而且呢，我们也要有这样的这个勇气去敞开自己，吐露心声。下一个问题来自于 Radha Priya， 感谢 Prabhu 的课程和 Mataji 的甜美翻译，顶拜你们。刚才 Prabhu 讲到 Bhakti Charu Swami 在得到 Srila Prabhupada 的联谊的时间很短，但是却得到了 Prabhupada 的特殊的祝福、人资和力量，这毫无疑问需要足够的资格。请问这样的资格是什么呢？ Hare Krishna， Thank you very much for your class. You just mentioned that Bhakti Charu Swami, although he had a very short time for association with Srila Prabhupada, he got very special blessings and mercies and empowerment from Srila Prabhupada. Undoubtedly, it requires enough qualification. So I wonder what kind of qualification it is to entail him. To give him that kind of special chance to get all the blessings, mercy, and empowerment.
Okay. I'll speak from my experience with Bhakti Chaturaswami.
跟这个 Bhakti Chaturaswami 的这个相处的印象说起。
And my experience in being closely associated with quite a few senior devotees, Prabhupada disciples.
还有就是我和 Srila Prabhupada 的身边的一些非常年长的这个亲密的这些门徒，也就是说那些年长的奉献者的这个相处，我来给你分享一下。
Prabhupada did not make any difference between one disciple and another.
Srila Prabhupada 呢，他对于他的这些门徒并没有分别心。
Everyone received the exact same opportunity to become exalted.
那每一个奉献者其实都在 Srila Prabhupada 的身边得到了足够的机会，能够让他们非常的精进。
And this is one of the qualities of the spiritual master.
而这个也是灵性导师的一个非常重要的品质。
This discrimination.
也就是作为一个灵性导师呢，不能厚此薄彼。
Now, what the individual will do with that association, that's different.
那么这个个人他得到了灵性导师的这样的联谊之后，仁慈之后，他会怎么做？这个呢，就是因人而异的了。
And all the, for example, if you look at the Prabhupada disciples who come to the mainland China, each one had some level of interaction with Srila Prabhupada.
Like
who? Yeah? No, Gita is from his soul Prabhupada, of course.
就是来到中国的这些Prabhupada 的这些门徒来传播 Krishna 知觉的，他们或多或少都和 Srila Prabhupada 有所接触。
Like Ashu, for example, Prabhupada came to the farm and Prabhupada spent, I think, 8 or 9 days on the farm and Ashu was there. He was a new devotee and he just watched Prabhupada every day for 9 days and he listened to his lectures.
那就比如说我们拿阿舒为例子来说的话，就是那个当时呢是Srila Prabhupada到了他所在的这个农场，那阿舒当时还是一个非常新的奉献者刚加入，然后他就听了Srila Prabhupada 8天到9天的这个课，然后呢看到Srila Prabhupada 的一举一动，也就是仅此而已。
Some had exchanged letters with Prabhupada.
有的奉献者是跟 Srila Prabhupada 之间有很多的这种信件来往的。
Anyway, to get back to the question, Prabhupada knew when someone had already started their devotional life.
就是Srila Prabhupada 来说呢，他能够清楚的看到哪一些奉献者已经开始了他的奉爱的生活。
And you can see this with some key disciples.
你可以在他的一些最主要的一些奉献者门徒身上看到。
So Bhakti Chaturaswami is one.
那Bhakti Chaturaswami 就是一位。
Whom Prabhupada noticed very early when they joined.
就是 Bhakti Chaturaswami 他刚加入的时候，刚开始的时候，Srila Prabhupada 已经在他的身上看到了这一点。
Another one is Lokanath Maharaj.
还有 Lokanath Maharaj.
These devotees very quickly they took sannyas from Prabhupada.
就是这些奉献者呢，他们都是很快在很短的时间里就得到了Srila Prabhupada 的 sannyasi 托钵僧启迪。
Another one that we hardly, I mean, I know him, but most devotees don't know him, is Navayogendra Swami.
还有一位叫 Navayogendra Swami, 那就是很多奉献者可能不太熟悉。
He is also from India.
他也是印度的奉献者。
Gopal Krishna Maharaj.
还有 Gopal Krishna Maharaj.
You see, these devotees, Govinda Maharaj.
还有 Govinda Maharaj, 这些都是印度奉献者。
Prabhupada noticed them very, very quickly.
Like from previous slide.
Obviously.
就是Prabhupada 就是在很短的时间里见到他们，就能够感觉到他们已经是奉献者了，就好比就是好像前很明显的就是前世带来的。
And when I used to travel with Tamakrishna Goswami, we used to spend time alone together.
我之前服务 Tamokrishna Goswami 的时候，我们经常是单独的旅行。
And one of the conversation we used to often have is he used to talk about his god brothers.
就是我们在路上的时候呢，经常会有这样的一个话题，就是 Tamokrishna Goswami 他会讲到，去谈到他的这些神兄弟。
And he would tell me how this one is so special and this one is so special.
他经常就是跟我讲，哦，这个神兄弟是非常的特殊，那个奉献者也非常的特别。
And then one day he told me, he says, Bhakti Charu Swami, he is not from this world.
然后有一天他就跟我说呢 ，Bhakti Charu Swami 呢不是来自于这个世界的。
So no doubt, this is something from previous life.
那这毫无疑问呢，这个是从前世带来的。
But again, everyone has the same opportunity.
但是呢，再重申一下，就其实每一个人都是有同样的机会的。
For some devotees, maybe easier for some others than some others.
那有一些奉献者来说呢，相较于其他的奉献者，可能要容易一些。
Sometimes devotees join, the whole family joins with them.
有的时候，一个奉献者加入了，然后他就会带了全家人加入。
Radha Priya knows about this.
Radha Priya, 你是很清楚的。
So definitely, there's something special.
所以呢，毫无疑问呢，在他们的身上有一些非常特别的东西。嗯，好 ，OK.
Okay, Radha, again.
Now I want to continue, but they really bring all the orders and mercies into the heart without any.
Because the heart is clear, the path is clear. They don't have to clear so many anarthas.
那我刚才说了一句问 Prabhupada， 就说那肯定也是因为他们把这个 Srila Prabhupada 的祝福仁慈啊这些句式完全都放在了这个心里，而且他们是。这个心无旁骛的这样去做。那帕帕他说，就是老大传帕布他说呢，那是因为他们的内心已经非常的纯净了，他不像我们那样还有很多的障碍要首先清楚。他们自然内心自然的纯净。
Prabhupada once said that in India, if you just scratch the surface a little bit, your love is right there.
那Srila Prabhupada他以前这样经常这样说，在印度呢，好多人只要把表面的那一点点灰尘稍微抹掉一点，下面看到的就是纯粹的爱。
That's why it's so easy for people to join Krishna consciousness in India. Entire families, they all chant 16 rounds. Their home is a temple. They do so much service. I mean, they are like 100%. Their life is the guru.
那在印度的话呢，我们看上去就是说要容易的多了，轻而易举的就会有一些奉献者是全家人共同的加入都念诵十六圈呀，然后家里面有神坛呐、崇拜呀这些，然后这样的一个大家庭，他们生活的核心就是一位孤儒，一位领心导师。
And they are very materially situated.
而且呢，他们在这个物质的状况。当中呢也是非常的稳定的。
They have top jobs.
他们的这个都是有非常出色的工作。
But when you go to their home, it's so simple.
然后你到他们家里的时候呢，就会看到他们家里是非常的简单的。Okay. So Mukhi Radha, Dasi.正像您所讲到的，有机会与高级奉献者联谊和服务，他们是非常的宝贵。但是在大联谊的时候，为了提供更好的环境，往往要从早到晚做很多细致的服务，要有非常干净整洁的环境、宜人的场地、优质的布施栏，这些都需要大量的时间去做。而初级奉献者往往很难理解为什么要有这么高的标准。人们喜欢享受好的环境，但是在具体去做的时候，都会觉得标准太高，让人太累了，人们会因此产生抱怨和抵触，所以我们真是不敢让不够成熟的奉献者参与到这些幕后的高强度的服务之中。你可以讲一讲，为什么服务灵性导师和高级奉献者要维持这么高的标准吗？感恩你。Just as you said in your class, it is very precious to attain an opportunity to associate this.Advanced devotees and even to serve them. However, in the big programs in order to offer a very good environment. We have to do a lot of detailed service from morning to the evening. Mm. We have to provide a spotless, clean environment, a beautiful environment, the best quality prasadams, which takes a lot of time to do. The neophyte devotees always don't understand why you need to have such a high standard. Everyone wants to enjoy very wonderful environment, but when we really try to create a good environment, they will always feel that the standard is too high and it's too exhausting, and many people will have that kind of complaint and what conflict in the heart. Therefore, actually, we don't dare to let immature devotees to participate in those intense service, especially when we associate with the gurus, right? So how can we, can you explain why to serve the spiritual masters and senior devotees, the standard is so high? Why do we have to maintain such high standards? Thank you very much.
Very good point.
你的这个问题里面啊，就是讲述了非常重要的要点。
But when we are in a position of leadership,
就是当我们是处在一个奉献者中的领导者的位置的时候，
we have to consider all angles.
我们考虑问题就是要多角度的。
It's not that we want to set up a high standard because we think this is what the guru is expecting.
不是说我们要确立一个非常高的这个标准，然后只是就是想到的是这个是灵性导师所需要的。
Because then we fall into the situation where this is all about me wanting to please the guru.
要是你只是这么想，我要弄得很好的一个环境，就是为了要让我的guru如满意，那么你可能容易落到这样的一个心理陷阱里面，就是说你觉得我做所有的这一切就是为了只是我想去取悦
And the guru is very pleased with me. I have done everything to my best capacity, and that's all that counts.
那就是 guru 呢对我非常的满意。那么我作为这个领导呢，我为他创造了一个非常好的这个联谊服务的这个环境。那么等于你要这么想的话，就是想的都是自己。你觉得我取悦了我的灵性导师，那这个是最重要的。
We have to consider other people's feelings.
我们在做这样的服务的时候，一定要去考虑其他奉献者的感受。
But then the other people may not understand what standard means.
但是呢，其他的奉献者可能不能理解这个标准究竟是什么。
So that is their misfortune.
那么这个是他们的不幸所在。
So it has to be a gradual process where we train the new devotee to understand how to bring the standard up. Gradually.
所以呢，这里有一个渐进的一个过程，就是你要用一种循序渐进的方式，不断的去培训这些新的奉献者，让他们通过服务慢慢的去理解，而且是一个慢慢的一个提高的一个过程，让他们是逐步的去理解，并且达到那个高标准。
And when we train the devotees, we do it with affection and care, not.Just the rules.
而当我们去训练这些出席的新的这些奉献者的时候，一定要怀着这种爱，怀着关心和理解，而不是说只是拿这个标准来说是规范来说是。
And for neophyte or younger devotees to understand what it means to have a standard, it requires education.
所以说呢，对于这些出席的这个奉献者或者新奉献者来说，要去了解一个高标准究竟意味着什么，是需要一定的教育的。
That their standard is not Krishna's standard.
要让他们明白，他们的标准并不等于 Krishna 的标准。
So they have to be shown, this is what the guru expects, this is what Krishna expects, and we are here to serve them.Not to serve our minds.
所以呢，要让他们去明白理解，这个是 Krishna 的期望，这是 Guru 的 期望。我们做所有的这一切，不是只是为了服务我们自己的心意。
Like recently, Tirtharaj Prabhu was telling me, he says, whenever I go to the temple in Hong Kong, Chandrashekhar Prabhu is cleaning something.
就那个最近的 Tirtharaj Prabhu 跟我说，他说我每一次到香港庙里的时候，我都看到 Chandrashekhar Prabhu 在那里搞什么，搞一些卫生。
He can't help himself. He's got to clean something.
他说呢，这个 Chandrashekhar Prabhu 总是忍不住，总是要在那里打扫，弄弄干净，总是在那里。
So you can say, why such a high standard?
那么你可能就会提出疑问了，为什么要把这个标准弄得这么高呀？
But we have to understand this is not our home, this is Krishna's home.
但是我们一定要理解这个要点，就是说这不是我们自己的家，这是 Krishna 的家。
So when the guru comes and we want to arrange something which is a high standard,younger devotees have to understand this is not about the guru, this is about the representative of Krishna, and Krishna has the highest standard.
所以呢，当一位 guru 来的时候，当我们带领着这些出席的奉献者去做这些大量的这个准备还有服务的时候呢，我们要让他知道，我们这个不是说就是去满足 guru, 就是不是一个 guru 这么简单的一个概念，而是因为 guru 他是 Krishna 的代表，而我们这个高标准是 Krishna 的高标准。
So this is not about serving the guru's expectation. The guru is only taking our service and passing it on to Krishna.
所以呢，在这里的关键呢，不是说你做所有的这一切，只是去满足 guru 的一个期望，去取悦 guru, 而是。Guru 其实是接受了你的这些尽心尽力的服务，然后他是通过这个使徒传系去传递，往上传的，直到传到 Krishna 那里。
I mean, there are so many stories. What the devotees used to do when they found out Prabhupada is coming. There's a book actually called Prabhupada is Coming.
有一本书叫做《Srila Prabhupada来了》，那本书里面就讲了很多，就是当年的。那些奉献者们，当Srila Prabhupada来的时候，他们都做了一些什么样的服务
？The devotees would turn the temple upside down.
这个奉献者几乎是把这个庙都掀翻了天了。
And Prabhupada would just walk in.
那 Prabhupada 进来了。
And everything would be fresh, clean, first class.
一尘不染的，所有的都是那么清新，那么宜人，所有的东西所记服务Srila Prabhupada的。
Because that's the key to please Krishna is to please the Guru.
因为你要想去取悦 Krishna 的话，这个就是秘诀所在，就是说你要去取悦理性导师，让理性导师满意。
I mean, there are so many places in China that have a top standard.
我们在中国可以看到有很多地方啊，就是世俗的这些地方都是最高标准的。
And people don't expect any less.
而且呢，人们的这个要求期待也都很高。
As a matter of fact, if people in some, I know in China, in some places, if there's no high standard, people are not even interested in, they won't even go there.
在中国我也知道的有一些地方，如果说他提供的这个标准不是最高的，就是会让人失望，很多人根本连进都不愿意进去。就是大家就是期望什么都是一流的高标准的。
So I think it has to do with educating the devotees of what is the science of devotional service.
所以呢，我想呢，这一点实际上是跟对奉献者的教育培训有关，就是要让他们知道奉爱服务的科学究竟是什么。OK。下一个问题来自于杨盖林，和奉献者林有时也心存苦气，不太懂说话的艺术，就会引起。Sometimes actually we do have some fear in our heart when associating with the devotees. Sometimes we don't know how to speak properly. We don't know about this art of communication. Wait, move down. Sometimes what we say may cause some misunderstanding.So, following with that question is how to do things or speak things in a pleasing way.
Why shouldn't it be pleasing? pleasing.
In this Bhagavad Gita, it is said that when you have to speak a pleasing word.
Yeah, but I mean, we are human beings. We are supposed to be pleasant.
就是我们干嘛要去关注说跟人家说话或者做事情怎么宜人悦人呢？ 而大乘佛菩萨说我们本来就应该是宜人悦人的，因为我们是那个本来就是人，既然是人的话呢，就应当是让人感到愉悦的才对。
I tell you one thing is devotees keep too much inside, and then it becomes they can't even breathe.
现在我觉得这里的关键是在于封建者的这个心理啊，攒了太多的东西，太多的压力了，就是你都快窒息了，所以那个意思就是说一触即发，或者是恐惧啊等等。
Yesterday I saw one short video clip of a woman in a bus in China, and she fell asleep, so the bus driver stopped at the station, but because no one got off, he kept going. So she wakes up and she just, the camera is looking. She goes crazy, kicking the door, kicking the driver.
Oh.
You know, this kind of behavior means they've got so much problems.
就是昨天呢，我就是无意中看到了一个视频，那个视频就是说，在一个公交车上，公交车上面有那个，就是有一个镜头，摄像头。然后呢，这个人呢，就是一个妇女，她睡着了，睡着了之后呢，这个。 司机开车到了这个车站的时候，都停下来了，等了一会儿也没人下车，所以呢，他就继续又往前开了，等于就是这个女人就是坐过站了，等她醒来的时候呢，她就像疯了一样的踢那个公交车的门，还踢那个司机，打司机，就是歇斯底里了。那这样的一种激烈的反应，就说明这个人他是心里是有问题的。Next.
So
that means devotees need time and
you need to hair out. Don't take life so seriously. Okay, it's not the end of the world.
所以说呢，这是白大昌帕布的意思呢。奉献者的心事不要太重了，没有到世界末日呢，就得要给让自己时不时的透透气，放轻松一点，不要总是那么的，就是那么的压力那么大。 那么的恐惧。 下一个问题来自于阿十一组为月苗，顶拜群里所有的奉献者，顶拜咕噜和翻译，理论和实践的结合是最大的难题和挑战。在中国大环境中，如何和物质主义者相处是最大的难题，如何平衡自己的物质和灵性的关系呢？ The biggest challenge for us is how to combine the theory and the practice in this big environment of China, how to deal with, how to get along with the materialistic peoples are the most difficult question or challenge for us, how to balance the relationship between material and spiritual.
Yes, it is the biggest challenge. I agree.
我完全同意你说的这个最大的难题，最大的挑战就是怎么样跟。
And I experience it myself being in China also.
我在中国待这么长时间，我自己也有亲身的体会。
I grew up for 35 years in a temple environment, and for the last 10 years, I live in a small apartment surrounded by non-devotees.
就是我之前呢，有35年的这个时间，都是在国外，就是围绕着这个庙宇的这样的一种生活。但是呢，在过去的10年当中，我就是在中国住在一个小的一个公寓房里面，周围的公寓楼里，那周围全部都是非奉献者。So
I made a decision when I realized that I'm going to have very, very limited association.
所以当我到中国来的时候呢，当我已经认清了我的处境，就是说我在中国肯定会我的涟漪就不像以前了，会非常的有限。
Is that I'm going to have a very powerful, intense, deep mourning program.
所以我就决定去抵御这种难题的方法，就是我每天早上一定要有非常强大的、非常深入的。 一种清晨的休息。
Before I face the world.
就是在我 早上打开门要去面对这个世界之前，我自己的这个内在在家里的时候，我就要有一种非常深入的这种灵修作为基础。
So this is actually the topic for next week, how to deal with people who are not devotees.
其实 你在这里讲到的就是我们下周要谈的一个重要的话题，就是怎么样去面对非奉献者。
Because we have to be very careful not to be extreme in our behavior and our ways of thinking.
就是我们要非常小心的，就是在我们作为奉献者，我们的行为还有我们的思维上面，千万不能走极端。
It is a challenge, no doubt about it.
那毫无疑问，这的确是一个挑战。
And Lord Chaitanya and the Acharyas and Srila Prabhupada have given very good guidelines.
那这些且看见马哈普布施了帕布牌，还有过往的历代的先师阿查瑞亚们，他们已经给了我们一些指南。
So we'll talk about it next week. Just stay connected.
你这个话题可以先保留一下，我们下周的时候，我们讲课的时候就会专门讲到这一点，就是说，你下周的时候再来聆听。小小仆人，感谢帕布的课程和马塔吉的甜美翻译，顶班里的莲花组。Krishna 直觉的成功秘诀在于与奉献者的联谊，但是可能由于我们在假我脾气、性格或成长环境等不同，都会有不同的想法和做法，因此在联谊过程中会出现一些不和谐情况。有些人都不想参加联谊了，奉献者应该注意哪些呢？ It's a similar question to before, but you can add something. The secrets of the success.For a Krishna consciousness lies on the association with the devotees. However, because we all come from different environments, we have different egos, we have different tempers, different natures, inclinations, and our growing environment, we have different ways of thinking and behavior. Therefore, it will definitely create some inharmony in the process of association. Some people even don't want to come for association. So what should the devotees pay attention to for considering this kind of difficulties?
Again, I mentioned during the class, it's a question of where do you focus?
那就像我在这个课堂当中所给讲到的一点，就是关键是我们的注意力放在什么地方。
And I think again, you are focusing in the wrong direction.
我觉得如果你总是这么去想的话，可能你就是关注点出了问题。
And if you read Prabhupada Lilamrita, which is available in two volumes,
如果你读一下是了 Prabhupada 的逍遥甘露，那这个是现在是一个上下本。
You will see what was the point of focus of the devotees.
你就可以从这部书里面呢，能够看到奉献者的这个关注的焦点在哪里。
Because don't think that the Westerners who joined Krishna consciousness didn't have different mindsets and different backgrounds. They did.
那你千万不要以为这是西方的奉献者，他们的这个成长背景、环境，还有他们的思维方式，就跟我们有什么不一样？其实他们也有同样的问题。
And Prabhupada knew that.
而且帕巴也是非常了解他们。
But Prabhupada was not going to deal with every single mind. It's not possible. That's not the objective.
那帕巴呢？他并不会。说挨个的一个一个的去关注去处理每一个人心理上的问题，这不是他们在一起的目的。
So we think that the perfection of association is something really out there, like really really high somewhere, something mystical and magical. It's not.
然后我们可能就会认为联谊就应当是极高极高的水准，然后非常的超然，然后非常的神奇，这种效果非常的惊人等等，其实不是这样的。
Prabhupada was a very smart man.
Prabhupada 是一个智慧超群的人。
And he told us and he showed us what is the key to getting along and what is the key to association.
他就教会了我们什么是成功，就是什么是奉献者联谊的秘诀，人跟人之间应当怎么样去相处。
And it may seem to be very simplistic, but this is it.
What is it? 就是这看起来非常的简单，但是其实这个秘诀就在这里，就这么简单。
concentrate on cooking absolutely first-class prasadam, super, super tasty, and sit together and chant. Don't do anything else.
就是专注在非常非常美味的 prasadam 上面，一定要把这个 prasadam 做到极致，做到非常的美味。然后呢，大家荣耀 prasadam， 然后再一起唱诵、念诵。
Become excellent cooks.
一定要做一个非常优秀的厨师。
Spend the money in absolutely excellent boga and cook the best prasadam. You will not hear the devotees complain. It's not possible.
就是你要那个花上这个钱啊，真正的去买一些质量非常高的这个食材，然后做出非常好的 prasadam， 然后大家在 prasadam 当中都心满意足的时候，真的就是没有什么抱怨了，大家都已经心满意足了。
All the stories in the Chaitanya Charitamrita are about chanting and taking feasts.
啊，你看 Chaitanya Charitamrita 用的 Chaitanya 经当中的所有的故事，都好像都跟那个荣耀 prasadam 呀，还有唱诵啊，有关。
You've got to understand there will never be anything else in Krishna consciousness. You better get ready for this. First class prasadam and first class chanting. There is nothing else.
就是其实呢 ，Krishna 知觉归根结底就是两个，一个是一流的 prasadam， 一流的唱诵。真的没有什么别的了，这个是。这个基础也是最简单的。
If you do this, you as the devotees, you have any problems? Me? I don't have problems.
如果奉献者
Why should I have problems?
如果奉献者在这两个方面是得到了全然的满足的话，你问他有没有什么问题，他可能就会跟你说没有什么问题。
I can't wait to be back next week.
我已经等不及了，下周我还想来。
I want to clean the pots. I want to wash the floor.
我想帮着奉献者洗锅刷碗。搞卫生，就是他内心很满足了之后，他就会很想去自然做。
We used to fight who's going to clean the toilets this week.
我们曾经也是争吵不休，到底这星期由谁来打扫卫生间 ？That's because of the good.
Of course.
Sure.
I remember seeing devotees fight. Give me the broom. No, it's my broom. I want to clean.
那大家不要误解了，这里的意思就是说，大家都抢着想要搞卫生了。这个奉献者，这是我的笤帚，这是我的拖把，就是相互之间都打起来了，为了很好的去打扫卫生间。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 下一个问题来自于 Jayanti. 顶拜发布顶拜翻译，为什么最痛苦的不是跟主的分离，而是跟主的奉献者分离呢？Because you mentioned about during the, about the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, and mentioning that the most painful thing is to be separated from the devotees of the Lord. Why not the separation from Lord himself?
You mean the Lord being separated from the devotees?
No, we feel pains because we separated from the devotees of the Lord. But why not separation from the Lord?
Hey, what level are you on here?
想问你一下，你是在什么样的这个境界里
？That will come, but we start with the devotees. Okay.
当然，我们跟主的分离是最痛苦的，这个层面是会到来的。但是我们得从和主的奉献者的分离之情开始。
Our training is how much we love the devotees, that much we get to love Krishna.
我们现在得到的这个训练就是说，我们怎么样去爱主的奉献者？有了这个做基础，我们才会慢慢的知道我们怎么去爱主本人。
If you feel separation from Krishna, but you don't feel separation from the devotees.Krishna is not interested. Believe me.
如果说你那个心里只有和主的分离是多么的痛苦，但是和主的奉献者分离没什么感觉的话，你要相信我 ，Krishna 对你的这种感情没有什么兴趣。
Krishna told Arjuna, "One who thinks he is my devotee is not my devotee. One who thinks he is the devotee of my devotee."He is my devotee.
Krishna, 他亲口对 Arjuna 说的，一个人他要是认为是我的奉献者， 那他就不是我的奉献者。如果说他认为自己是我的奉献者的奉献者的奉献者，那么他才是我的奉献者。
Jai Shri Prabhupada
Ki, Shri
Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Shri Bhakti Chur Maharaj Ki, Kashadesh Yatra Ki, Sadhu Sangha Ki, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bol。
百工的知音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，我们今天的永恒的启探念经师启探念 Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里。我们现在讲到的还是 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第22章关爱服务的程序。现在说到的是第85十节。感谢大家认真的聆听，我们下周同一时间再见。 Hare Krishna。